Welcome to London Runway Style. Each episode, we look at an article you can find in our pages or conduct an interview. Today, we're talking to Essence, winner of the Face of London Runway 2023. All right, Essence, welcome.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I am really good. The sun is shining, so that's me happy. I love a bit of sunshine.
Lovely. I am absolutely melting, but more power to you.
you and me both, but bearing through it.
So, for our listeners, could you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Essence. I am 25 years old. I am the face of London Runway 2023. So yeah, that's me. Well, that's a little part about me. There's plenty more.
Oh my gosh, give us some more.
Well, my most important thing is I am a mother. I have a beautiful daughter called Alara Blue, who is 3 years old. She'll be four next month, actually. Oh, and the time is just flying by. It really is.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to see them at this age, just their own little people, just running around, living their life. It's just beautiful. I love it.
That's amazing. And where are you from, by the way?
I'm from London. I was born and raised in London. My ethnic background is Jamaican and English.
Oh, very nice. Mix.
Yes.
And what's your day job?
Well, it's just being a mum mainly at the moment. It's a full-time job. I do lots of little things where I can. So modelling is my main thing. So I do modelling. I also do UGC creating. So I'm a content creator as well.
Yes.
So that's really, really good gig for me to do from home. I get sent the products home, I create video content and I send it out to the brand. So that's a good one. I also make jewellery, which I haven't been doing recently, but I tap in every so often. That is like my main kind of hobby that I really do love. Started off as a hobby, turned it into a business. And I was working for a conscious lifestyle brand, I think last year sometime. And I started working there as a content creator. So I was making video content for the brand for them to use on their social platforms.
Yeah.
And I found that through Star Now, actually, which is where I find a lot of my modeling jobs freelance. And then, yeah, when he found out that I can make jewellery, I became the in-house jeweller. So we'd done some pop-up shops and I'd make jewellery, sold them in store, had them on the website. It was a really nice little opportunity.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's me. That's some of the things that I do.
That's amazing. So, apart from jewellery making, do you have any other sort of hidden talents that we've yet to discover?
Hidden talents. What would I say my hidden talent is? Well, you know what? I'll give it to myself. I'm a great mum. I didn't know I was going to be until I was chucked in the deep end. So I would say that was a hidden one, which I surprised myself. But yeah, we get on with it, don't we, as mums? But I definitely do take pride in my mothering. So
yeah, so you should. So you should.
I'll take that trophy.
Yeah, Face of London Runway and Mother of the Year.
There you go.
So how long have you been modelling for?
I started modelling about 5.5 years ago.
Okay.
And it was really random. I had a bit more of a quirky out there fashion style at the time, so my Instagram reflected that. So I must have been 18 when I started. Never considered modelling. It was never in, you know, it was never in my thoughts. I mean, I'm 5'4", so to me, I wasn't the ideal model. I was always chubbier as a kid. It was just never anything that I thought I could do.
Right.
And then someone messaged me on Instagram one day. I think his name was Jordan. And he has a fashion line called Empire London, I believe. And he DM'd me and was like, hey, I really like your look. Would love for you to model a few pieces of my upcoming launch for my clothing brand. So I was like, oh, I don't know, you know, I've never done modelling before. I'm 5'4", by the way, I don't know if that matters.
Right.
But yeah, so I just went for it and it was a really small shoot. It was just me and one other model, but she was actually signed to an agency and she'd been modelling for quite a while, I think. So it was me, her, the photographer, and then the guy who owned the brand. So yeah, I just got a little insight into this industry from them, really, from all different points, you know. And they was like, yeah, go for it, like, you've got the look, like, you can be doing this, this could be you. So I got paid for that job, went home, and I was like, yeah, you know what, why not?
Yeah. So,
yeah, I had those pictures to use in my portfolio straight away, which was really good. So my portfolio started off strong. And then from then, started working freelance with some different photographers, built up my portfolio a little bit more. I signed to one small agency. I would say at this point it was a scam, but did they make me pay out money? I can't remember this one. I can't remember, but they didn't book me any jobs, really. But they did book me, you know, time for print jobs with photographers. So I did build up a little network through them and built up my portfolio further, which was good. And then I was just going freelance off of things like Star Now or Model Now for years. Yeah. So I booked jobs with L'Oreal, Pop Riot, Nars, Garnier, all working freelance. So I built up a really good client base. So I confidently said to myself, yeah, this is me. I can definitely do this.
Yeah.
So I've done it for a few years, and then I got pregnant. So I had that period of time where I stopped.
Right.
And obviously, you know, went through the process of becoming a mother, having a baby. And for me, I think I felt like the dream died there a little bit. I was like, yeah, no, it's, I haven't got the time. I can't see me being able to do that. But it was fun while it lasted. Then I cut my hair during lockdown.
Yes.
So I went for the shortcut. I was over the hair. And I was like, you know what? I think it was 2 o'clock in the morning. The hair came off. So that was it. I had a new look. And then, yeah, straight away, I started booking more jobs. So met up with another photographer that I used to work with a few years back. So I shot with her, Nicole, and she gave me a nice, you know, set of pictures to go back in with this new short look. And then, yeah, I just started booking more and more jobs after the haircut. That was what kickstarted it again for me. But it's like I went in with a new confidence, you know, because I'd grown a lot in myself over those years. So I was a lot more comfortable in my skin. I feel like before when I started, even sometimes now, I do get a case of like imposter syndrome, where I'll be in certain shoots, I'll be on set, and I'll be like, how did I end up here? You know, I was like, I was never meant to be here, but now I can, you know, I can sit back and say, like, yeah, I'm a model, this is what I do. And yeah, I have a bucket list, and there's many more things I want to achieve on this journey. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, incredible. Can you give us a little hint of some of your bucket list things?
Well, I haven't shot abroad yet, so I really would like to shoot abroad. And I would, well, being a front cover of a magazine was on there, so that's a tick.
Tick.
That's a tick there. I've also just ticked another one off recently. I shot a campaign for Snap Fitness Gym Group in January, and just got an email saying that they did mention at the time that if they were going to do it, they'd let us know, but it's just been approved for Sky TV. So that was another tick. So that was like a commercial type thing. You've got this was the line. That was the phrase. So we're in the gym, everyone's gymming round. The gym is still fully functional, and I'm there sat on the bench with a 4 kg dumbbell in my hand for about half an hour, just pumping. The right arm was pumped. We've got the fake water spraying on me. Didn't need it at some points, but we had the fake water spray, and the line was, I've got this. So yeah, so that I've just got the confirmation, and that's going to go to TV, which will be really good. So that's another tick on the bucket list.
Nice.
I would love to do a shoot with my daughter. That's also on my bucket list.
And
my sister too. I think my sister's definitely got the model potential. She's done some shoots when she was little as well. She's 13 now. So I'd definitely like to get her in there. But yeah, there's a few things.
Oh, that's incredible. I'm going to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's talk about the competition then.
Yeah.
What was it like for you going through the process?
Oh, I loved it. I love things like that, where you get a chance to really network with other people in the industry. But it's so important. I feel like for me at the moment, I've had quite a, you know, solo journey, dipping into it where I can. And obviously I've got my daughter now, so I can't pick up all the jobs that I want to be able to. But yeah, so being in that environment of so many people, yeah, it was really a really good day. I really enjoyed it, thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved loved all the challenges, loved the atmosphere, loved how everyone was getting on. It was a great day. Well done, you, for putting it on.
Oh, thanks. That's what we like. Yeah, the only reason I do these interviews is just so that everyone can tell me how good I am.
There we go.
No, I'm joking. What do you want to achieve in the year to come?
Oh, what do I want to achieve? I would definitely like to start booking jobs more regularly, where I can, obviously. But yeah, I just want to get more consistent with the working now. Like, I want to be able to have more of a stable income from my modelling career. I would love my face just to be everywhere. I would love it to be on the billboards. I want it everywhere. Why not? Let's aim big.
Yeah,
so
why not?
I just want to, you know, I just want to keep going and see. The sky's the limit at the end of the day. So I just want to see what opportunities can come my way and go for them, really.
Yes, sky's the limit. Right, what is the best place for people to follow you if they want to see you achieving all of these amazing things that are to come?
Okay, so my main Instagram profile is essence.shamari, so essence.shamari. I also have, you can find it on that page, but I have a portfolio account where you can see a full spread of all my work, nice and neatly presented, even if I do say so myself. So if you want to see that, you can go there, which is essence.shamari.portfolio. So you can, yeah, see a full spread of my work. Also over on TikTok, you can see some of my daily life a little bit more, some videos over there too, some model related stuff, day in the life, motherhood and whatnot, and that is essence.shamari on TikTok.
Incredible. Okay, so I hope if any other models are listening to this, they've picked up on some things here. Number one, if you're starting to get a bit stale, change your look.
There you go.
And number two, have a lovely Instagram portfolio page just for your portfolio so you don't have to make it all messy with all your other stuff. Excellent. Always incredible to bring some extra tips for everyone as well.
Absolutely. No, I do some modeling tips over on TikTok as well. Got some posing tips and stuff like that there. So yeah, if you want to check it out, definitely go have a look.
Amazing. I hope everybody does, because that sounds incredible. Thank you so much for chatting to me. We're going to chat again at the end of your year as the Face of London Runway winner and see where we've got to.
We'll have to fantastic. I'm so excited to do the shoot. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really excited as well, because we've just chosen our concept, haven't we? And I'm so excited to do this particular one.
I'm so glad that you sent those mood boards. As soon as I saw that one, I've been saying I've been wanting to do something with that particular theme. So yeah, I want to go big and bold, I think.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, no spoilers, everyone. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me and having
this chat. Thank you, Rhiannon. Thank you.
And please stay hydrated for the rest of the day, because it is hot.
Definitely, definitely. I've got my water bottle right next to me.
That's what I like to hear.
Thank you.
Thanks, Essence. I'll talk to you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye. This episode of London Runway Style was presented by me, Chief Editor Rhiannon de Vergue. You can find full issues as well as interviews, articles, trend reports and more at londonrunway.co.uk, and follow us at London Runway Mag on most social media channels. Until next time, enjoy.